and you're listening to the Texas Standard. Since the 2008 financial crisis, Texas has seen some of the fastest job growth in the country. But if you're living outside of the big four cities, we're talking Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, or Austin, chances are you're not benefiting from what's been called the Texas miracle. Jim Tankersley covers economic and tax policy for the New York Times. In a story this week, he profiled how towns and cities outside the Big Four have missed out on the booming economic growth in urban areas and what they're doing about it. Jim, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your story cites how those four cities in Texas accounted for more than two-thirds of the state's net growth in jobs and businesses since 2008. But hasn't that always been the case, that big cities have more jobs and businesses?
It's true that big cities have always had more jobs and businesses, but it's not true that it's always been this lopsided. What we saw before the Great Recession was in the last couple of big economic expansions in the late 90s and in the early 2000s, we saw more varied places across the country, is I guess how I'd put it, actually account for job and business growth. What we've seen in the wake of the Great Recession, in the recovery, in the good years, mind you, is that a lot of rural areas have continued to lose jobs and businesses across the country, and that there's just been this growing inequality in where the new stuff sprouts up. Increasingly, it's in these big, what economists call superstar cities, and that's particularly true in Texas.
And, you know, it's no secret that, you know, Texas, a state that used to be very rural, has gotten more and more urban. In times past, younger workers have left smaller Texas cities, gone to work in a larger metro, and maybe returned back home in their 30s or 40s. Are we seeing less of that return migration happening now?
Certainly. When I was out in Longview in East Texas, they were talking about that being the really big focus that they have, that they there's this feeling. And I'll tell you, that's not just in Texas. It's a lot of smaller towns that I talk to around that I visit around the country. This feeling that, hey, we send our kids off to college and they just don't come back. Because they want to be where the bright lights are, where the jobs are. And in Longview, that's actually their big economic development strategy, is to try to make themselves a place that is attractive for young workers, particularly young families who want to buy a house, who want to live in a community where they can have an impact. And the sort of idea of the way they can capture more of this growing economic pie in Texas is, well, we need to be the sort of place that those particularly important young workers want to move back to.
So in Longview, you write, the mayor there is pushing for better funded parks, schools, and infrastructure to woo these younger workers. But what kind of employment is there for them?
Well, I mean, I think that's the big chicken egg problem that not just Longview, but a lot of cities faces, is that if you're, say, a young engineer, that's kind of our easiest shorthand of thinking about these types of workers, and you want to go where, you know, the exciting tech companies are right now. I mean, in Texas, that's predominantly, you know, in Austin or in Dallas, and you know, you lose people also to the San Francisco Bay Area. I mean, these are the big superstar areas for tech, are where if you are a young engineer, you might really want to be. And so what do you get first? Do you get a big supply of engineers who could feed a tech company that wants to open a new campus, or could, you know, start up their own businesses, or, you know, be a cradle of innovation somewhere? Or do you get those companies in first, and then you use those companies to attract the young workers? And that's why nationally what we've seen is that cities with a large research university tend to do better, on the sort of the mid-tier sized cities tend to do better, because they have kind of a steady supply of young brain power kind of coming through college anyway. And so you get more stuff springing up around it. But even that is still, those cities are still kind of, you know, not the San Francisco Bay Area or Austin when it comes to, you know, attracting the top tier talent.
Now, the young people that you profiled in your article who did make Longview home or home again, kind of seemed to do that out of a significant choice. You know, you're going to start my own business here and make it the place that I want to live. Is that what it's going to take to turn cities like that around?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big part of it. I really was taken by Josh Black, who I talked to, who he and his wife moved back, and she was very skeptical of moving back. But he's a lawyer and had been in Waco, and, you know, all of his friends were settling in Dallas or Austin or Houston. But, he really wanted to own his own business. He ended up buying a title company from a man he went to church with, and that in this case, he realized there would be a lot of older small business owners who would need to sell their businesses, and he'd had the opportunity to do that in Longview. And when I talked to the researchers at the Dallas Fed, who helped with some other stuff for the story, they were saying that's something they see across the state of Texas, that there are in lots of middle-sized cities, there's this growing civic concern of who's going to buy the businesses when our small business owners are ready to retire. And so I would actually think that that could be an opportunity for entrepreneurial young people, especially in cities that really value small businesses, and things like title companies are not, they don't tend to be, a big national chain there. It's a very local customer service facing type of business. So I guess, if we're looking for silver linings here, that generational shift might open more opportunities that could pull more young people into these places.
Jim Tankersley reports on the economy for the New York Times. Jim, thanks again.
Thank you.